Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Iowa's senior political leaders are pondering how to shore up political support for corn-based ethanol at a time when its economic and environmental benefits are under attack. The latest blow came earlier this month when the Obama administration proposed cutting the required amount of ethanol in the nation's fuel supply for the first time since Congress established a standard in 2007. Iowa's Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey says, quote, "I think there are some that feel it's potentially safer now to be lukewarm at least or not supportive of ethanol." Meanwhile, Republican Governor Terry Branstad planned to press his fellow GOP governors, especially those with possible presidential aspirations, to be mindful of the ethanol industry's economic importance. In Iowa, the nation's leading corn producer, about 45% of its crop went into ethanol last year. The state has 42 ethanol plants that produced 3.8 billion gallons of the fuel. China's Communist Party has approved a new policy blueprint under which farmers will be allowed to sell or mortgage their homes and the land beneath them and pass on land use rights to their children. Rural land is mostly owned by the collective currently. Without clear title, farmers have easily been kicked off their land by local officials colluding with developers. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 16,062 is up 35 points. The NASDAQ, 34.33, up 13 and 3 quarters. And the S&P 500 is 18.05. It's up 4 and 1 quarter points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest will be just about perfect this week for any late-season farming activity because there will not be any real meaningful precipitation in the heart of the region. We are expecting some lake-effect snows to occur across the region just downwind from Lake Michigan and Lake Erie, but we don't expect to see much in the way of significant precipitation in other areas. With that said, I do want to make sure we all understand that there will be a storm system that is currently in the southern plains that will move across the lower Mississippi River Basin and the Tennessee River Basin en route to the middle and northern Atlantic coastal states during the middle part of this week. That is going to become a nor'easter. We'll likely see a lot of heavy rain from the southeastern United States into the coastal region of the northeast, with the most significant snows occurring well inland, probably from the central and northern parts of the Appalachian Mountain region up into portions of interior Quebec. Now, most of that snow is not expected to be extremely heavy, except for in the mountainous areas, maybe Pennsylvania and parts of New York. But all of the snow will be well west of the coastal region and shouldn't be a huge factor for much travel across the region for the holidays. Now, certainly heavy rain will still delay some of the air travel across some of that region. In the meantime, there's not much precipitation in the heart of the Midwest, as I mentioned before. There will be a few spits and spats on the periphery of the storm system that will come out of the lower Mississippi River Basin and into the middle and northern Atlantic coastal region. So some areas in parts of southern Missouri, western Kentucky, along the Ohio River into southern and eastern Ohio, we'll see a little bit of precipitation as this little nor'easter gets going. Some light snowfall will occur in some of that region in Ohio and certainly western Pennsylvania down into parts of Kentucky, and just some rain or some drizzle expected further to the southwest. Well, the temperatures across the Midwest will certainly be chilly over the next few days. There's certainly no reason for us to expect a huge warm-up for any time real soon. High temperatures today will be mostly in the 30s. We'll see a few upper 20s in the northwest. We'll see a couple of lower 40s possible in the southeast, especially Kentucky. but we're not going to see anything any warmer than that. Tomorrow, we'll see a new surge of cold air coming in across the upper Midwest, and teens and 20s will occur for highs in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and parts of Nebraska. That cold air will overrun the rest of the Midwest right behind that nor'easter, and we'll likely see high temperatures on Wednesday afternoon in the 20s and 30s. Probably see that still occurring one more day on Thursday, although it looks like maybe we'll see some warmer air in parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Kentucky on Thursday afternoon. As we go on into the latter part of the week and into the weekend, temperatures will finally become a little bit more reasonable. We'll look for highs in the 30s and 40s north and some 50s in the south. Low temperatures at night over the next several nights will end up moving lower. We'll likely see readings tomorrow morning, mostly teens and 20s across the region. We'll see negative and positive single-digit readings occurring on Wednesday morning in the northwestern Corn Belt, and we'll likely see teens and 20s occurring in most other areas that morning, as well as Thursday and possibly Friday as well. It will rebound with those temperatures coming back into the 20s and 30s as we get into the weekend coming up. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 7.04 and three quarters up 3. March, 7.03 and a half up 1.5. Soft December wheat is 6.53 and three quarters up 4.25. March, 6.61 up 4. December corn, 4.25 and a quarter up 3. July, 4.47 up 2.75. January soybeans, 13.16 down 3.5. July, at 12.77 and a quarter, down 6.75. December soybean meals, 426.50 down 130. And December soybean oils, 41.18 up 2 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave, and happy Thanksgiving a couple days early.
Well, thank you to you, and happy Thanksgiving a few days early for you as well. I suppose just because we started our conversation this way, a quick livestock question. Do you think after the Thanksgiving holiday is cleared and we get turkey off the shelves, that between then and essentially Christmas, that we might see some pretty good prices on pork at the retail level?
Yeah, I think it's going to be something interesting to watch. You know, we've seen futures, at least on the livestock side, hang in there somewhat firm here over the last, couple weeks. Actually, hogs more of a sideways trade, but cattle prices continue to be very firm here. So something to watch here as we move forward. You know, cattle on feed report out on Friday afternoon, mostly neutral, but just kind of continues to suggest that on feed supplies continue to be below five-year averages. So, we'll I think longer term, though, at least over the next year or two, we'll kind of see if these cheaper corn prices start to see some inventory buildups once again, and then we'll see what that means to pork prices, or what that means to retailers here as we move forward.
Turn our attention then to the marketplace, where if this was a regular week, 5 days, you know, the regular routine, and I looked at the technical pictures from last Friday and a little bit this morning on the soybeans, I would be saying, man, we have a really good chance of pushing through 13-15 on the January and looking at something stiffer, but I just don't know on the short week. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's always tricky here. I mean, seasonally, we tend to have a positive week here as we go into Friday, partly due to the fact that we have some, less traders around, and maybe that kind of pushes the thing more than what would normally happen. And then we do see prices kind of tend to work back a little bit as we get into the first part of December. We did have a strong day on Friday's close there on the beans. We did see some producer movement, so that's offering a little weakness here today. Chinese futures not quite following along early here this morning, so that's also offering a little weakness on the beans. But we are seeing a little movement here as producers are trying to take advantage of some of these previously traded levels again, Dave.
On the corn, do we begin continue to see the sideways to slightly lower trend continue this week?
Yeah, bouncing up here a little bit right at the 20-day moving average here at 425. If we can get through that, we got to tackle last Friday's high at 426 and three quarters and then up to 430. You know, spreads and bases continue to be firm, and now futures are trying to follow along a little bit. Just not much producer movement here, and futures trying to hang in there in lieu of that, Dave.
You don't want to call 410 where we bottomed out early last week the low yet in this marketplace, though, right?
Not too early to say there. More of a broad trading range right now, and I think producers need to kind of watch some of these higher values here moving forward.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red December wheat, 704 and a half, up 2 3/4. Soft December, 654, up 4 1/2. December corn, 425, up 2 3/4. July, 447 1/4, up 3. January beans, 13 13 3/4, down 5 3/4. July, 1276 1/4, down 7 3/4. December soybean meal, 426 10, down 170. December soybean oil is 41.13, and it is down 3 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.